Isaiah chapter 44. But now, hear, O Jacob my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord, your maker and your fashioner from the womb, who will help you, says. Do not fear, Jacob my servant, and Jeshurun whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on him who is thirsty, and precipitation on dry land. I will pour my spirit on your seed, and my blessing on your descendants, and they will sprout up among the vegetation, like willows by streams of water. One will say, I belong to the Lord, and another will call out in the name of Jacob, while another will write by hand, of the Lord, and he will designate himself by the name Israel. This is what the Lord, the King of Israel, and his kinsman Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, says, I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me there is no God. And who, being like me, has been able to proclaim and describe it, and arrange it for me, since I appointed an age-abiding people? And let them describe to them the things to come, and those which will arrive. Do not fear, and do not be afraid. Have I not informed you previously, and described it, while you are my witnesses? Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no rock. I do not know of any. As for the fashioners of an idol, they are all a cause of ruin, and their sought-after objects are of no benefit. And they are their own witnesses. They do not see, and they do not know. So they will be ashamed. Who is it who forms a god or casts an idol which is to no avail? You will see that all his colleagues will be put to shame, those who are artisans from among men. Let them all assemble, let them take a stand, but they will fear and all be put to shame together. The blacksmith with a chisel, as he works at burning coal, fashions it with a hammer and works at it with his strong arm. Even if he is hungry and has no strength and has not drunk water and has become weary. The woodcarver applies a straight edge and delineates it with a stylus and processes the wood with a plane and marks it out with a pair of compasses and makes it in the shape of a man, in the elegance of a human, to stand in a house. He chops down some cedars for himself and takes some home oak and oak and encourages himself with the trees of the forest, and he plants mountain ash, and the rain makes them grow. And the wood becomes something for a man to burn, and he takes some of the logs and warms himself, and he also fires up an oven and bakes bread. Yet he also fashions a god and worships it. He makes it into an idol and prostrates himself to it. He burns half of it in a fire. He eats meat cooked on half of it, and roasts a joint, and has his fill, and also warms himself, and says, Ah, I have become warm. I have provided myself with a fire. Then he turns the rest of it into a god, into his idol, and prostrates himself to it, and worships it, and prays to it, and says, Save me, for you are my God. They do not know, and they do not understand, for he has covered over their eyes so that they do not see, and their hearts so that they do not perceive. And no one lays it to heart, and there is no knowledge and no understanding, whereby they would say, I have burned part in a fire, and I have also used some for baking bread on its hot embers. I have roasted meat and eaten it, so shall I make the rest an abomination, and prostrate myself to a wooden product? He feeds on ash. A deluded heart has misguided him, and he cannot save his life, and he cannot say, Isn't there something false in my right hand? Remember these things, O Jacob, and Israel, that you are my servant. I fashioned you, you are my servant. Israel, you will not be forgotten by me. I have wiped out your transgressions like a thick cloud, and your sins like a rain cloud. Come back to me, for I have redeemed you. Be jubilant, O heavens, for the Lord has taken action. Shout out, you lower parts of the earth. Break out into jubilation, you mountains, you forest and all the trees within, for the Lord has redeemed Jacob and glorifies himself in Israel. This is what the Lord, your Redeemer and your Fashioner from the womb, says. I am the Lord, who is the maker of everything, who stretches out the heavens on my own, who pitched the earth, who did so with me, who obstructs false signs, and who puts magicians to shame, who refutes the wise, and who shows the fallacy of their knowledge, who brings to pass the word of his servant, and fulfills the counsel committed to his messengers, who says to Jerusalem, You will be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, You will be rebuilt. For I will restore her desolate places, I who say to the deep, Become dry, and I dry your rivers up, I who say to Cyrus, My shepherd, and he will fulfil all my desire, and say to Jerusalem, You will be rebuilt, and to the temple, You will be founded.